Good morning. We're here on Kilat Shivtei Yisrael and Ranana on Amud Tet Zayin. Excuse me, Tet Vav Amud Bet. Okay, but we're going to start at the last two lines of Tet Vav Amud Aleph, and let's just summarize the opinions that let's zoom out for a second. We're talking about whether you have to say Shema and hear what you say. You have to hear what you say. In our Mishnah, Masachet Brachot and Tet Vav Amud Aleph, we have two opinions. We have the Tanakama, and we have, who's Rabbi Yehuda? It's Rabbi Yehuda, and we have Rabbi Yossi. Tanakama says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yatza. Rabbi Yossi says, Lo Yatza. If you didn't hear the words, he says, Yatza versus Lo Yatza. The question is, are they debating about Lechatchila B'di'eved, or B'di'eved Lo Yotze? Okay, are they debating the ideal versus a possible path which is not perfect, that's B'di'eved, or, you know, is Rabbi Yossi saying, no, totally nixing it, you have to do Shema all over again? We brought a number of different rabbinic sources, and we were piecing them together to try to find that they could all fit, and all the opinions can work out. So we are now up to on Tet Vav Amud Aleph in the bottom, Tanan Hatam. We're up to the fifth rabbinic source, and this is with regards to Megillat Esther.
What's the name of the WhatsApp group that you sent that chart to?
Oh, Amud Yomi.
It's in English.
Okay, Tanan Hatam. Okay, we're in the third line from the bottom. Hakol kasher in likrot et haMegillah chutz miChayar Shote veKatan. Everybody is kasher to read the Megillah, except for Chayresh, a deaf person, a Shote, someone who's lost their mind, and a Katan, a young person. Rabbi Yehuda machshir beKatan. Rabbi Yehuda permits a Katan. Notice, by the way, who is also permitted to read the Megillah? Nashim. Okay, and that's a machloke between the Raman Shulchan Aruch.
What does he mean when he says likrot?
Likrot is to read. It would appear to, well, listen, a katan doesn't have his own obligation. So it has to be the lehotzi acherim, right? A shota also doesn't have his own obligation. So clearly we're talking about reading for other people. So Rabbi Yehuda machshir bekatan. So now we're going to ask, man tana cheresh diavad namilo. Who is the tana who says that a cheresh is nixed, is totally asur pasul from reading the Megillah? So I'm Rav Matna. So Rav Matna is going to say, oh, who's going to tell us that a cheresh can't read? Okay, and this is basically the first opinion here. Who's that? Oh, that's Rabbi Yossi. Notice it's an anonymous Mishnah. So who's the author? It's Rabbi Yossi. Ditnan. How do we know that it's Rabbi Yossi? Ditnan, as you learn in our Mishnah. Hakarei Shema velo Yishmiel oz no yatza. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi omer lo yatza. Rabbi Yossi says lo yatza. So just like he says lo yatza by Shema, so too the Cheresh, a deaf person who reads the Megillah, is lo yatza as well. Then we say, wait a second. Mimai de Rabbi Yossi. Maybe the author of our Mishnah is not Rabbi Yossi. V'diavad namilo. In which case the Cheresh would be null and void, would be a pasul for him to do this. Afilu v'diavad. Tilma Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe it's really Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda is the author of the first part of the Mishnah. U'lechatchila hu delo hadiavad shaber dami. And Rabbi Yehuda is telling us, a cheresh, a deaf person, he can't read it lechatchila, but he could read it b'di'eved. It's not Rabbi Yossi who would say that he can't read it all. He just can't read lechatchila.
Hakorei,
no. Hakol kasher in likrot et haMegillah b'di'eved. Okay, hakol kasher in likrot et haMegillah lechatchila, and then b'di'eved, a cheresh v'katan are only nixed. Lechatchila, but not b'di'eved.
So the havamin is only lechatchila of the Mishnah. Chutz
mi'cheresh is lechatchila. Yeah, exactly. Everyone agrees that kol k'sherin you've got the Megillah is lechatchila. The question is, what about the cheresh and the katan? Are they being dismissed b'di'eved or lechatchila? Okay.
Why did the particularly pick Megillah? There are other things like, for example, Kriyat HaTorah during the week or Shabbat morning.
I mean, we have addressed some of them. We've looked at Birkat HaMazon. We've looked at Truma, the Bracha by Truma. We've looked at, we're looking at Shema. We're going through, the Gemara is going to generalize to say, well, wait a second, what about all mitzvot? We'll get to that a little bit later. So now we're saying, no, the author of our Mishnah of Megillah is Rabbi Yehuda. And if a cheresh, let's say in a situation where a cheresh, let's say somehow the cheresh ended up reading here in our shul, and everyone doesn't know what to do. Do we need to read the Megillah again? Rabbi Yehuda, what would Rabbi Yehuda tell you? You don't have to. You're Yotze b'di'eved. It's okay. You're Yotze. Now, so, l'chadchil b'dlo, adiavad shaper dami. So then we say, lo saka daitach. No, it's impossible to say that the cheresh is Yotze B'dieved. Dekatani, why? Because we have an equation here. Dekatani Cheresh Dumiya de Shote V'katan. We have a Cheresh who's similar to a Shote V'katan. Ma Shote V'katan Diavad Namilo. Av Cheresh Diavad Namilo. Just like a Shote, no one would say that a Shote has the ability to read the Megillah for other people. He's not. He doesn't even have that. He doesn't have his mind. So how could he read for other people? A Katan's also totally disqualified. He's not Bar Chiyuva. So we're saying that the Cheresh is also going to be disqualified in the same way that there it's a total disqualification, in which case you cannot say that the author of the first part of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda and you know saying that it would be okay b'dieved. Rather, it's got to be totally mixed. We're going back to Rabbi Yossi and it's totally disqualified. So we say, wait a second, v'dil mahat k'di'ita v'ha k'di'ita. Maybe each one, you know, this is their disqualification, this is their disqualification, meaning the shotem katan are totally disqualified, whereas the cheresh is disqualified in his own way, which is, you know, just not in l'chatchila, but b'di'evin.
I think you have to qualify the cheresh exactly, deaf, mute, exactly.
On what level?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's what I'm saying. The disqualifications are parallel, but not equivalent. That's what we're saying here. Okay, so, and then we say, wait a second, now just let's zoom out for a second. What we're saying right now is that Rabbi Yehuda is the author of both parts of the Mishnah. What's the problem with that? What's the problem with that? He speaks in the second part of the Mishnah. Clearly he's not the author of the first part because it doesn't say it in his name. It would quote it in his name. He's cholik on the first part of the Mishnah. How could you say the same guy? I mean, does he have, you know, some psychological illness that he's saying one thing and then saying something else? Is he schizophrenic, what we're suggesting here? The deal, nothing against people who are schizophrenic. It just doesn't make sense. He's saying one thing and then something else. So how do we explain this? We must look make Rabbi Yehuda v'hamikatani sefer Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'katan michal de reisha lav Rabbi Yehuda. As I just said, he can't be the author of the reisha and the sefer, the first and the second part of the Mishnah. So v'dilma kula Rabbi Yehuda. You know, maybe it all is Rabbi Yehuda. Utrei gavne katan, and there are two types of a katan. There are two different types of kids. Okay, v'chisura mechsera, and something's missing from the Mishnah, but you have to add it in. You have to edit the Mishnah, and this is what it really says. V'hachi katani, quote, hakok sherin nekotet the Megillah chutz mi'cher shote v'katan. Everyone is kasher to read the Megillah except for cher shote v'katan. V'med v'im amarim, what are we talking about? V'katan shelo higeh l'chinuch. We're talking about a katan that didn't reach the age of chinuch. There, you know, when we talk about a katan in halacha, the truth is there are two different types of katanim. There's one that came to the level of education, one that can't. Once a kid, for example, understands a little bit about the mitzvah tzitzit, he is responsible for wearing tzitzit. Not the same way that an adult is at Yud Gimel Shana, but he's still somewhat responsible. So that's what we're talking about when we disqualify a katan in the first the reisha. That's a katan shelo higia lechinuch. It's a katan who has not reached the age level of education. Ava katan shehigia lechinuch afilu dechatchila kasher. But a katan who reached chinuch afilu dechatchila he's kasher. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda she Rabbi Yehuda machshir bekatan. He's totally permitted. So then we say, wait a second. B'mayu kimta k'Rabbi Yehuda v'diavad in dechatchila lo. Why are we, now we're going to, the next 10 lines are all from the previous Gemara. We're repeating the same thing we did yesterday. So you say, wait a second. Are you sure, so sure you want to go back to saying that it's Rabbi Yehuda? Kibamayu kimta k'Rabbi Yehuda v'diavad in l'chatchila lo. Now we're going back to our, essentially to our discussion about Shema. Are you so sure that you want to say that Rabbi Yehuda would say diavad in l'chatchila lo with regards to Shema if you don't hear your voice? Elahadatani Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, but Rabbi Yehuda says the name Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. Cheresh hamadaber ve'eno shomea torem l'chatchila. A cheresh, a deaf person who could speak but not hear, he could torem l'chatchila. Mani, who is this? Lo Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Rabbi Yossi. This can't be Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi because he's saying it's definitely l'chatchila. Okay, so the problem is that we need an opinion out there. We need an opinion in the world that says that l'chatchila, if you don't hear the words of Shema, or if you don't hear the bracha that you make on Truma, that it's totally Yotze. But now we've established Rabbi Yehuda to being that you're Yotze b'dieved, but not mutar l'chatchila. So we need an opinion. We need Rabbi Yehuda to really be different than this because of other sources. So now we have to move Rabbi Yehuda back to where he was. So mani lo Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Rabbi Yossi. This Mishnah here that says that a cheresh, a deaf person can torem, can give truma l'chatchila, even if he can't hear anything. That can't be Rabbi Yehuda now or Rabbi Yossi. E Rabbi Yehuda diavad in the chatchila lo. If it's Rabbi Yehuda right now, we said that it works diavad but not the chatchila. E Rabbi Yossi diavad nami lo. It's Rabbi Yossi diavad also doesn't work. Elamai Rabbi Yehuda vafil the chatchila nami. So now we're going back to Rabbi Yehuda being the chatchila. So it must be that the author of this piece is Rabbi Yehuda and it's the chatchila as well. And therefore he believes that if you don't hear your voice in Shema, it's also Yotze the chatchila. But now we have another problem, which we also had yesterday. El Hadatanya, we have a bright, Lo Yivarech Adam Birkat HaMazon Belibo, Vim Beirach Yatzah. You should not say Birkat HaMazon in your heart. And if you did, you're Yotzei. Okay? Now, this is not Yotzei L'Chatchila, this is Yotzei B'Dieved, money. Lo Rabbi Yehuda V'Rabbi Yossi. This is not Rabbi Yehuda, and it's not Rabbi Yossi. Because now we're saying Rabbi Yehuda's totally machshir l'chatchila. Rabbi Yossi's disqualifies b'di'eved, afilu b'di'eved. So there's no middle opinion anymore, and we need a middle opinion now. So who's going to be the author of this this braita by Birkat HaMazon is going to be the middle opinion? So we say la'olam Rabbi Yehuda. No, now we're back to Rabbi Yehuda. Afil lechatchila nami, and even lechatchila. Velo kashya hadidei hadirabe. Now we bring in a third opinion. If you bring in a third opinion, it's fine. We filled in every color in the rainbow. Okay, we have Rabbi Yehuda who's lechatchila, even if you don't hear the words that you're saying. Then you have his rabbi who we're going to see in just a second, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, who's in the middle opinion, who says you're Yotzei B'di'eved. And then we have Rabbi Yossi who nixes and disqualifies you, lo yatza bichla. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's exactly from yesterday. Okay, now we're going to read the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Tan Rabbi, I'm Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mishum, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. How korei Shema tzarich she'ashmiya le'ozno, whoever each Shema needs to hear it. Shenemar Shema Yisrael, as it says Shema Yisrael. Amar, that's b'di'eved. Amar the Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, Harehu Omer. Rabbi Meir says, doesn't it say, Asher Anochim Tzavcha Yom Alev Avecha, Achar Kavanat Lev, Hein Hein Hadvarim. The Meir says, all that you need is Kavanat Lev. All that you need is intention of the heart. Okay? So we're saying that Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says the Chatchila, it's fine. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is in the middle, and Rabbi Yossi is in the bottom. But now we say, wait a second. We just got another opinion, which is even better than Rabbi Yehuda, to put at the top level of the Chatchila, and that's Rabbi Meir. Hashda, and also we want Rabbi Yehuda to be like his Rabbi, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. It's his student, his teacher, they should have the same opinion. Hashda, the ati lahachi afilutem Rabbi Yehuda ki Rabbi Svirele. Now that we got to this point, we can say, you know what? Rabbi Yehuda is in the middle opinion, and he holds like his Rabbi, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Svirele, velo kasha, ha Rabbi Yehuda, ha Rabbi Meir. And who's the rabbi who says that everything's the Chatchila? Even if you don't hear anything, that's Rabbi Meir. Okay, so we have now three opinions, four opinions, which is really three. Rabbi Meir is at the top. Lechatchila, totally Yotze. We have in the middle opinion with Rabbi Yehuda and his Rabbi, Rabbi Zeb ben Azariah. And we have in the bottom, Rabbi Yossi, who's totally disqualified if you don't hear anything. Okay, Amar Rav Chisda. Now we're going to get to the next level in the Gemara. We're moving sort of later on in history to other Amoraim. Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Shila, Halachak, Rabbi Yehuda, Shamar Mishum, Rabbi Zeb ben Azariah. Who's the halacha like Paul? Who's it like? Okay, it's like it's like Rabbi Yehuda, who says in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, v'halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, and halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So this is superfluous. Why do you need to tell us it's just like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and like Rabbi Yehuda? Utricha, you need both these statements. The iashmin and halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. If you told us halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, well, which version of Rabbi Yehuda? Hava min afil lechatchila. Kamash malan halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda shemar mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. It's Rabbi Yehuda who says like his Rabbi, the middle opinion yotze b'di'evet. The iashmin.
Why didn't I just say Rabbi Elazar?
So now it's going to tell us the other side. V'yeshmin halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda shemar mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. If he told us Rabbi Yehuda the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, halimina tzarich ve'en lo takana. You would have thought that you need to hear what you say, and there's no way to fix it. Although then it sounds like it's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah bordering on Rabbi Yossi. Kamash malan halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Kamash malan, we're in the bull in the middle opinion here. We're not in the top opinion or in the lower opinion. We're right in the middle. That you are yotzei b'di'eved if you did not hear the words.
All the arguments come to a neutral position.
Yeah, nachon. This is
the middle position.
Yeah, but it's life is a journey, not a destination, right? Okay, I'm Rav Yosef, Machloket B'Kriyat Shema. Rav Yosef said there's a Machloket B'Kriyat Shema. Now this is interesting. Rav Yosef's in a later Amora as well. He's in Bavel. Rav Yosef says Machloket B'Kriyat Shema, Vabishar Mitzvot Divrei Kol Lo Yatza. But by other mitzvot, it sounds like everyone agrees Le'yatzah. Meaning, what we're saying is all this machlok is about Kriya Shema. But now it sounds like all the other mitzvot, if you don't hear what you're saying, Le'yatzah at all. How do we know this? Dechtiv Haskeit Ushma Yisrael. Haskeit is like listen carefully, Ushma Yisrael. And we suggest from here, Ushma, that you need to hear what you're saying. This is a pasuk from Sefer Dvarim Kavzain, where Moshe says, Haskeit Ushma Yisrael Yom Azen Yet Elam Hashem Elokecha. So we say, what are you talking about? Meitivei. I'll bring you another source which says otherwise. Don't say berakat hamazon in your heart, and if you do, you're not. If you are, you're yotzei. So clearly, this is not true by other mitzvot. So how can you make such a generalization, Rabbi Yosef? If you want to say it, this is how you should say it. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Machloka b'kriyat shema. There's a machloka b'kriyat shema. D'chtiv shema Yisrael. Aval bishar mitzvot divrei kol yatsa. By other mitzvot, you're yotzei. But wait a second. Hakativ asketu shema Yisrael. What are we going to do with hasketu? That's referring to divrei Torah, the words of Torah that you need to listen to them carefully and follow them. Okay, good. This is the end of this first part of the Mishnah about hakorei the Shema v'lishmi al azna. Now we're going to get to a discussion about kara v'lo dik deik botiotea. What if you read the Shema but you didn't read the word, you didn't enunciate them properly? So there's a word, the words v'avadetem mehira. Let's say you said v'avadetem mehira. Okay, is that two words or one word? Unclear. I mean, you didn't read it properly. It's v'avadetem mehira. In the article Sidurim, they have lines between many of these al livavecha. Two lamids can get confused and sort of mushed together. And therefore, therefore, you have to be careful about this. So remember, there are two opinions in the Mishnah. The two opinions written in the Mishnah as follows. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yatzah. Now Rabbi Yossi is Yatzah. He's the one who's more lenient. Whereas Rabbi Yida Omer Lo Yatzah. Rabbi Yida says Lo Yatzah. Okay, so who do we follow in this psak? Amar Rav Tavi Amar Rav Yossi Halacha Kedirei Shneihem Lehakel. The halacha is like both of them Lehakel. Meaning, by Diktek Beotiotea, we hold like Rabbi Yossi, that you're Yotze, and by the first Gemara that we just studied, by Shema v'lo Yishmi al Azno, you are Yotze like Rabbi Yehuda, which is similar to the opinion of Rav Chisda, which we saw earlier. Other statements of Rav Tevi and Rav Tevi. I'm Rav Tevi, I'm Rabbi Yoshia. My dichtiv shaloshen alotis bana sh'ol v'otzarechem. What's the meaning of this pasuk? This pasuk is from Sefer Midrashei Perek Lamed. Shalosh heina lo tizbana, three won't be filled up. Sheol is gehinom, v'otza rechem. And it blocks the rechem, the womb. V'chima inyan sheol eitzel rechem. What's the connection between gehenim and the womb? Ela lomar lecha, ma rechem achnisu motzi. Just like a rechem brings, you know, things go in and things go out, okay? Certain biological material goes in and certain biological material comes out. Av sheol machnisu motzi. So too, gehenim, things go in, people go in and people come out. Okay, people go in to serve time and then they come out. Okay, so valod vayim kavachomer, and wait a second. There's a kavachomer here. Umar rechem shemachnisim bo b'chashai. Wait a second. By the rechem, that which is inserted secretly, quietly, in a concealed manner. Motziin mimenu kolei kolot. And but what comes out of the rechem is screaming. A baby is screaming. Sheol shemachnisim bo b'kolei kolot. Eino din shemotziin mimenu b'kolei kolot. Then gehenim. If people go in with cries of screams because they're going to be punished, all the more. So aren't they going to come out with cries of screams? I guess because of Tchiyat HaMeitim. So this is proof that the way that you're going to come out of the Rechem is Gehenom is going to be screaming. And now, Mikan Shuva the Omrim Ein Tchiyat HaMeitim in the Torah. This is a good proof, another proof in the Torah that there's Tchiyat HaMeitim in the Torah. What are we talking about here? Okay, Tchiyat HaMeitim is one of the Yud Gimel Ikarei Emunah, according to the Rambam. It's not mentioned explicitly in the Torah. Okay, so the Gemara in Masachat Sanhedrin, the Perak Chelek, looks for all these different sources to prove, oh, here's a remez to Tchiyat HaMeitim in the Torah. Az Yashir Moshe Avnei Yisrael is one of the proofs they bring. Az Yashir, Az is in the future, but Moshe is alive right now. What do you mean in the future? He's Tchiyat HaMeitim, and then he'll sing. So these are different examples. We also insert Tchiyat HaMeitim into the Amidah, the second bracha of the Amidah, again to strengthen this notion that Tchiyat HaMeitim is part of Torah doctrine. Tani Rav Oshaya, Rabbi Oshaya teaches Kamei Derava. Now we're going to talk about what you have to write in your tefillin. Okay, in our tefillin we have four paragraphs. Shema, Vayayim Shamo, what are the other two? Nu? Kadesh Vayakiv Yacha. Okay, Kadesh Vayakiv Yacha come from Parashat Bo. There are four paragraphs in your Shema. they're broken up into four different parchments in the Shel Rosh and put in four different containers. And in the Shel Yad, it's one parchment, one longer parchment. The question is, how much of Shema are you writing in the on the klaf? Are you also writing Uchtavtam, Ukshartam? Do you need to write these things or do you not write these things? So Tana Rabbi Yoshaya Kamei Dereva, we're gonna compare what you write in the Tfilin versus what you write on the klaf of the Sota. Remember, by a sota, you're writing down, this is a woman who is it's suspicious, she's suspected of cheating on her husband, and we need to have a way to clarify whether this really happened or not, so we take a klaf, we write down the parasha, the curses of the sota, okay, and we take it and we end up, you know, putting it in, dissolving it in water, and Shem Hashem gets erased, and, she's gotta, take a shvua. So we're going to compare what's written on there versus what's written on tefillin. We read that already. Tana Rav Hoshaya Kamei Dereva Uchtavtam Hakol Bichtav Afilu Tzavaot. It says in the pasuk in Shema Uchtavtam. Okay, Uchtavtam meaning Ketiva Shleima, Ketiva Tama, a full writing. Hakol Bichtav Afilu Tzavaot. You write everything there, even the tzavot, even the commandments of Ukshartam Uchtavtam. Amar Leid Amar Lachamani. He says, whose opinion is this? We say, Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar Gabi Sota. How do we know it's Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Yehuda writes by the Sota, Alot Kotev, Tzavot, Eno Kotev. Rabbi Yehuda wrote says by the Sota that you write the curses of the Sota, but you don't actually write you don't write the Tzavot. You don't write the things that the Kohen is having the woman do. Vihishpiyota, you don't write that in. Amar Le, I'm sorry, the Hatam who dechtiv, the Katavata Alot. Ha'ela, Aval Hacha dechtiv, second? והחתם הוא דכתיב וכתב את את העלות האלה. Oh, okay, I thought that's what I said. Okay. וכתב את העלות האלה, אבל הכה דכתיב וכתבתם אפילו צבאות נמי. The reason we could say that this is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, Rabbi Yehuda makes it clear that by Sota there's a unique situation. All it says is that you need to write the alot, the curses that she's going to receive on the klaf. However, it doesn't say you have to write the tzavaot. Okay? It doesn't say uchtavtam like it does by here. So we say, wait a second. Atu tamed Rabbi Yehuda mishum dechtiv v'katav. Tamed Rabbi Yehuda mishum. Atu tamed Rabbi Yehuda mishum dechtiv v'katav. Tamed Rabbi Yehuda mishum dechtiv alot. Alot in tzavaot lo. So we're saying, Rabbi Yehuda is not concerned about the fact that it says v'katav, which would suggest that you need to write this by tefillin and not write it by sota. It's because it says specifically alot. And Allah tells us you have to write the curses, but you don't have to write the commandments. Okay, so it's the rich. So why do we need this? So we're saying no, it is Rabbi Yehuda, but you also need uchtavtam sadek sakadai dachamina neilaf ketiva mehatam. You might learn ketiva from there, meaning from sota to tefillin. Mahatam alot in tzavaot lo. Just like there, you only write the alot and not tzavaot. Afachanami tzavaot lo. Kadav rachman uchtavtam afilu tzavaot. Okay, so we need uchtavtam to teach us that tefillin is not like sota. Sota, you may think it's just the core part and doesn't include uchtavtam the tzavaot, and kamash malan that it does include it. Tana Rav Avadya kamei d'Rava ulamadetem. Rav Avadya says taught before Rava. It says ulamadetem. Okay, this is in Shema. Shehei limudcha tam. Okay, your teaching, your reading should be clear. She tain revach ben hadvekim. You need to put a space between the words. Okay, this is uchtav avadetem mehira al levavecha. Ani Rava Batrei, Rava responded to him there, Kigon, al livavchem, bechol livavecha, bechol livavchem, esev besatcha, ve'avadetem mehera, hakanaf petil, these are all examples, etchem me'aretz. Whoever reads Shema properly, Gehinom will be cooled down for him. Okay, this is like a piece out from Dante's Inferno. Okay, if anybody's read Dante's Inferno, you have all these descriptions of different people who are in hell. Who's anyone remember? Who's at the bottom? Who's all the way at the deepest rung of hell? Anybody remember? Judas Iscariot, okay, the person who betrayed Jesus, and if I remember correctly, his head is stuck in a block of ice at the bottom of hell. So, here we're saying that hell will be cooled for you. Okay, so it's going to be cooled down as opposed to won't be too hot. What?
What have you been watching?
Okay, so there's a, this isn't like the best reward, you know, like, don't worry, we'll cool it down for you a little bit, we'll turn on the AC, you know. Okay, Shana'emar, we bring a pasuk, Befaresh Shaddai Melachim Bat Teshaleg. Let's read this inside. I have it on the side here. Befaresh Shaddai Melachim Bat Hashleg Betzalmon. Okay, it's a very complicated pasuk, but Bifaresh, basically, if you enunciate the words, if you articulate them properly, Shaddai Melachim Ba Tashleg Betzalmon. Tzalmon is Altikre Bifaresh Ela Bifaresh Ela Bifaresh Bifrosh Altikre Betzalmon Ela Betzalmavet. Tzalmavet is Gehinom. Okay, we're gonna stop here, and we'll continue with this tomorrow on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Yisher Koach, everybody.